asking.
Pleased to see Contact reiterating yesterday, and they were on this program maybe a week, possibly 2 weeks ago, reiterating yesterday that the government's 100% renewable plan, that BlackRock nonsense. I mean, there's nothing wrong with BlackRock, and they want to roll BlackRock into town. BlackRock want to have a look at investing in some stuff that works for the economy. Fantastic. But BlackRock are all about returns on investment. BlackRock aren't a charity, and I don't know that the government understands that. And there will come a point, and Contact are making it very clearly, that, and the point they reckon is 97, 98%. Once you get to that point, there is no return. There's no point in investing, and BlackRock won't be remotely interested. But anyway, they say investments in carbon reduction should be focused on getting to 97%. This is renewable, rather than fixating on the 100%. Doesn't think that New Zealand should focus on investment in that last 2 or 3% because it's not worth it. The New Zealand Initiative did a report on it, said the same thing. The Productivity Commission did a report on it, said the same thing. But, oh, no, the government knows best. It's going to get there without subsidies, they argue, without taxpayer money, whether it's transportation, processing heat, space heating in homes. That's where the significant carbon dioxide reductions are going to come from, they argue. The last 3% will be very expensive, and we think that money is better directed towards other things. These are people in the industry, for goodness sake, but oh no, they know best.